Hi, I'm Abby Berry.
And I'm Alexa Bauman.
And we wrote this slam poem for our final project in AP English this year.
Thursday, January 22nd, freshman year.
Not many of you can recall this day, but both of us can, and perfectly.
I was in art.
And I was right across from her.
When we were suddenly pulled out of class.
To be met with three crying seniors.
They stared at the ground while they told us.
A fatal car accident.
On his final turn home.
He died.
We wear his initials.
Encompassed in the Superman logo.
Not because he loved the character.
But because he was our hero.
He is our hero.
Pete taught us three things.
Work hard.
Play hard.
And love absolutely.
Everything.
You do.
He carried his passion everywhere he went.
With everything he did.
And we can only hope to do the same.
But we live in a place where so much of what we do is just that. We are doers, not believers. We are workers, not dreamers. We too often forget the why and look only to the what. And we weren't born this way. Humans were not bred to only do and then forget to only work and then retire. We were meant for pursuing the greatest pursuits, for discovering the why in what we do and continuing. Not because we have to, not because we are forced to, but because we want to. And the only problem is that.
From the moment we walk into a room of desks and chairs and new faces and names to learn, we are all taught the same things the same way. Those new faces stand out, look different to you, but to a standardized curriculum, they are no more than a number. No one knew. Standardizations press our requirements, force kids into boxes, but we were not meant to be square. From the moment we learn creativity, the words think outside the box are thrust into our minds. So why are we encouraged to think outside the very place we are concealed in? Why is it that the institution we spend the first 25 years of our life preparing for and surviving through diminishes so much of what we think to be true?
And that is only the beginning. We move through every year acquiring only the tools we need for the next, tools we will use to fix broken down essays, math problems, and more. And we will store these tools in our toolbox, and it will overflow, because how can we manage to fit ourselves in there, in a box we are stuck in, from head to toe? In this box, it doesn't grow. We get to high school and we think we finally have a freedom, time to pursue our greatest interests, take the classes we enjoy. Are you kidding yourself? Colleges want well-rounded students.
Well-rounded students, as if shifting shapes is one of our talents, because we all know a square only has four corners. But we will be pulled in so many more directions until, yes, we have lost count of the number of our sides. So AP after AP, taking notes, stressing out, anxiety attacks, cramming your head with an understanding for meaningless information from one class to the next. All for a test you'll take along with four others on a dreadful week in May. So you can be labeled a number that might just ruin your day. Because after all, if Rudy's right, APs won't matter come fall.
And don't get me started. The application process? Don't write about your sport. We've heard it too many times. Don't write about a community service trip. You're one in a handful of a dozen dimes. Don't write about an injury that changed the way you view yourself in your sport. Don't write about anything you want. The ball is not in your court. No, we want to get to know you through an inquisitive essay on climate change, or give us a solution to a crisis in the world. And as your eyes draw wide and your jaw drops, just remember to reach back in your toolbox, where you'll find so many useful things. So sort through the definition of a derivative, reading log, syllabi, that stack of notes on the French Revolution, push past your movie notes and DBQs and SOUs, and what's left? Not much to use.
So much of what we do, so much of what we learn, has nothing to do with the passions we yearn. An academic institution should not be about rigor and routine, not the quantity of the work, but the quality of the teen's passion. So let's take this idea of being well-rounded and form a penny for your thoughts. Learn what these kids love to do, build classroom environments on things we want to pursue. Teach kids to enjoy, not feel destroyed. Teach that it's okay not to be the best. It's okay not to ace every goddamn test. Teach learning, not cramming. Teach hard work through meaningful assignments. When old traditions cannot support new visions, do not change the lesson plan. Change perspective, and maybe then we will truly thrive.
We're not asking for no tests or to eliminate stress. Hard work is important for building us up, to be resilient for when we do grow up. But to feel trapped in a box we've been assisted in building around our lives for the majority of adolescence hasn't helped us thrive. We're frustrated and stuck because we work so hard on things that don't matter, because it tends to only come down to luck. There isn't a focus on the development of the human. There's a disconnect between what we do and what we believe in. Maybe it's time America goes back to the drawing board, for a change, to see what we millennials have in store. And maybe then we'll be able to pursue the greatest pursuits. We'll be believers and not just doers, dreamers and not just workers.
And maybe then we'll be able to
work hard,
play hard,
and love absolutely
everything
we do.
Like you.